Greetings, everyone. This is Bomani Tayemba. Welcome to our Ghana tour group October 2016 and May 2017 conference call. Today's date is Sunday, March 20th, and our conference call duration time is 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're here to talk about the full tour preparation for both of these tours, October 2016 and May 2017. And what we did was I sent everyone a list of topics on the email with a few attachments. And the attachments are things that we're going to refer to tonight. You have two itineraries, one for each of the tour. And then you have a departure reminder list. It's a combination of 30 points of preparation reminder, which you'll more use towards the end, but it's good to get clarity of it now, that way you can pace yourself. And then we have our Africa for the Africans presentation that gives a full detail about background, about repatriation and investments. It's in a PowerPoint presentation format, but it's all the attachments were sent in PDF. That way everyone can have easy access to it, regardless which computer system they're using. So tonight's call, the purpose is to communicate to everyone that's interested in our tours, to share all the need to know before we go in to get everyone connected. All right, what I'd like to do is just do a quick little talk about my background, and then also talk about how we all got started with the journey of a lifetime to Ghana. I was born in Kingston, Jamaica in October of 1977. And moved when I was 11 to Brooklyn, New York with my family in December of 88. One of the main things I connected with was my the birth of connection as far as my studies in electrical and electronic systems at Transit Tech High School in East New York. And that just really brought me to a whole technology world. And from there, I joined the U.S. Navy as an aircraft technician and did that for about 5 years. And just For the whole culmination of time, just really learned a lot about the whole technical world and this, advanced technology, and it just got me prepared for the role of independence in my technology business of today. But more so, what that did, that brought me to a great opportunity after I finished aircraft maintenance school to here to Atlanta, Georgia, to work as an aircraft technician at Delta Airlines, where I met some of my wonderful brothers that. I was able to build study groups with, and was also able to get me connected to the west side of town, which I was able to meet some other wonderful people, and really brought me into the world of learning more about my roots and culture. And that was between 2002 and 2004. And our goal was to learn more about our roots and culture, and then reach out to to make our connection with Mother Africa. So from those study groups, my first tours to Egypt and Senegal in 2004. Then in 2005, I went to Senegal, South Africa, and Kenya. And in 2006, went to the Gambia. And then towards the end of the year, in December, went to Ghana. And Ghana was that sixth journey. And out of all of the journeys I took to African continent, Ghana journey was the one that really gave me a vision of a program that we can share with our brothers and sisters from the diaspora as far as reconnecting to their roots, and also learning about business investments, and just also get into a world of this nightlife, shopping, networking, just the complete package of what I call reconnecting to the land of the ancestors, 21st century. All of these things I was able to build with the program was really based on just learning, doing the book work and, watching a lot of DVDs about our roots, our culture, our history. That way, I could just, be, strong in that foundation. So in 2006, in October, we decided to start a company called Africa for the Africans Tours and Investment, and got all the business things set up and took our first journey in December of 2006. And that was more for this more of a fact finder mission. Most of the people that traveled with me, we were very close as far as our co-workers and friends here in the area. So it was eight of us, and we were there for, it was a short journey. We only went to, went to the Accra and Cape Coast, Elmina. We were probably there for about a week, and I ended up staying for another few days just to kind of put things in perspective, to kind of build on what we have now, which is the annual October journey. So I put the program together there, and then when we came back, just went just put my all into it, and was able to build the strongest group still to this day. It was October 2007. It was 42 of us, and up until now, we have never been able to match that energy, even with all my Bomani high tech technology and marketing and the crew we have. So, but over the years, it's been great building that journey from that point, October 2007, all the way to our last journey, October 2015, which altogether became a 10 journey, what we call the journey of a lifetime. And what I have on the website is pictures from 2004, which are mainly 2004 to 2005 are mainly just scenery pictures, but 2006 to 2015, it shows bulk of different pictures of me and many people on the journey that we did, mainly in Ghana, but also a few other countries. And that's to share with everyone this our experience and share with everyone, where the energy came from. Then that you're dealing with people that we're into this. Our heart, our soul, mind, body. I wake up every day for the last 10 years, and I run both my business, Bomani Technology and Africa Tours and Investment, and everyone who communicate with me, my goal is to make sure that everything is clear. That way we can keep what we do, which is the journey of a lifetime. So in order for us to do that, everyone has to be clear, and we have to be clear on what everybody wants, and that's how we put it together on the final touch. And then over the period of time, from me watching videos and seeing things, you see the consistent of our staff and crew that we have. And all we have really done is just expand on what we have done, and just made it a better journey as we can do as time go along. And so I always tell everyone, you can always call me, talk with me, let me know if you need anything special, if there are certain things that you're looking to get done, and let's work on it. Like some people are looking to do, for example, looking to retire or build business and investment. That's something that we have to just keep on talking about. So that's the initial energy of of myself, moving from Jamaica to moving to South Atlanta, Georgia, and connecting to my roots, and building these two independent businesses that showcase you our experience in Africa and get you connected. So I want to open things up to if anybody have any questions, and then we're gonna go into the itinerary and a few other things. All right, excellent. Let me just move to the next set of topics. All right, one of the main things I like to point out is the Ghana tour documentation. And the three levels of documentations are all of the tour details from the website, all of the tour videos on YouTube, and all of the tour photos and certain communication on Facebook. All three technology entity showcase this 10 years of documentation that we want to share with you. That way you're clear on the process of how we do things, and you can just get yourself connected and even get ideas of things you see. Some of the videos are going to be places where we might where we've probably been before and probably not necessarily have an itinerary. There's a lot of things mixed in, but based on average of what you see is what we do. Now for YouTube, and let me go to YouTube while we talk about it. YouTube is one of the things I really just spent a lot of time over the years putting together. So what I've put together is a playlist of 10 titles, and they're called uploads, which have over 500 videos. You click on it and it goes all the way back to the first video. Popular uploads, which is just all of the popular videos, the highest hits. And there you'll see the video of President Obama, and then other video you see my sister Imicus with Anderson Cooper from CNN, and then so on. The next set of videos, I just kind of put them together in the relevant topics as much as possible. So the next set that I have is our slideshow presentation, conference calls and interviews, repatriation and investment. And that's especially great, the repatriation investment, for those who are looking to live and do business in a country. Even myself, you know, I go to it and listen to it, because, you know, while I'm recording these things over the years, it's just a lot of information. It's hard for any of us to just process everything, but it's a lot of valuable information, especially when you're ready to make the move. Because when you're ready to make a move of living and doing business in a country like Ghana, it's hard to really find true valuable information that does, you know, you find a lot of junk before you find certain things. So I just kind of put everything right there on that one playlist. And I'm going to, you know, add more videos as we, you know, record more videos. Tour members' feedback. If you want to know what other people feel or how they see our trip and everything, and trust me, we don't pay these folks to say any of these nice things. And sometimes I'm not the one that's even recording the video. But you can see from their smile, their energy, they just, you know, it's, you know, and sometimes they just want to bring me to tears. But, you know, we're always happy to make sure we deliver something special to everyone, and that's why we call it the journey of a lifetime. School supplies and donation. That's always been one of our missions, to at least go to a school in every region and donate school supplies and build a wonderful program with the children. Drumming and dancing, African Holocaust dungeon. So you have a list of videos from Cape Coast and Elmina Holocaust dungeons, which we'll both visit. And then I just put a last title, Bomani favorite videos. That's a few videos that I just wanted to showcase to everyone. It's all at everyone's disposal to check out. You can watch as many as you want. You can watch all 500 if you want. But it's, you know, most of them are raw, but it's, you know, what I'm sharing with everyone that we do. So let me move from YouTube. And does anybody have any questions about the YouTube videos?
I have a question.
Sure, go ahead.
There was one question, but there was a thing, though, where I think it's called
Benue
Village.
Benue Village, yes. We're going to be going there. It's in Techiman in the Brown Hafa region.
Yes. And she was mentioning some land. She was mentioning the square footage, but I still didn't quite hear the number. But I think she also said the price of that land was like $500. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. The dimensions are 80 by 80, or it could even be as low as 70 by 80 and as high as 80 by 90. And that's considered a plot, which is equivalent to about a quarter of an acre. And it goes for $500 per quarter acre, or per plot.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to click over to Facebook. On Facebook, what I have is it's just the galleries. You have to go to albums, and then it will show you all of the Ghana, the multitude of Ghana tour albums. I have at least one for every tour. And during the last few tours, I had about, you know, 2 to 4 different galleries, because we've taken a lot more pictures. And it just shows you photos from the beginning of the tour. Most of the time, there's us at, you know, the Atlanta airport or the New York airport, and then shows us this there. Just, you know, heading back to the airport in Ghana, and in between that, just all of the wonderful highlights as photos. So, and you know, when you're on the website, and you listen to, you know, you jam into the music, those photos are also that combination. So you can just check it out that way also. Right, and my other documentation, the website. The website is one of those things. As me as an IT technician, I learned web design specifically to build this website, because after the failed attempt with trying to get my web designers back in the days to build on the website now what I envision, I just had to just add on another skill to, you know, a technical background, and put in the work and study this. And I studied this like 30 days, 30 nights. And in 2008, I put the first version of the Africa for Africans website out. The last version was, I want to say it was 2012, and I just did some updates from there on. And my goal was just to make sure the slideshow, the shows our documentation truly, the music complements some of the things that we talk about as far as repatriation, connecting to the ancestral land. And then ultimately, the main menu. Just have a simple main menu to where it showcases all of the details. You look right there, everything is there. You click on it, and it's right there displayed. So for our Ghana tour, May 2017, once you click on it, you have 10 articles. The first one is the fresh press release, which I'll be pushing, and then the other 9 relative articles. And the same for October 2016. All right, so I clicked on the tour link. So what you're going to see, and I'm going to just kind of go through everything briefly. Whatever tour you're looking to join, that's the main thing you have to do. And that's where 100% of the information is on the Ghana tour link on the main menu. So you'll see the full tour overview, which on the tour overview, it will give you the full price of the tour packages, the full packages, and the one that's just include the land package and also a single supplement. It also includes the transportation tours throughout Ghana, which is all of the locations and things on our itinerary, daily exercise and meditation sessions, daily continental breakfast and gourmet dinner, naming ceremony and ancestral celebration, hotel accommodation double occupancy, business and investment conference / networking, entrance and access to all sites and activities. And what's not included is lunch, group tips, camera / camcorder fees at site. And then what we have on the tour overview is the 4 different regions we're going to go to and all of the highlights of things that we're going to do in the 4 different regions. So what I'm going to do now is just, I'm going to just quickly just go through the 4 different regions we're going to go to and then all of the highlights. So while in Accra and Lagon / the Abri Mountains, which is in the Accra area. But when you get to the mountains, that's also a part of another region. But we just showcase that as the first part of our tour, as part of Accra. So we do the city tour, which includes Black Star Square, Independence Arch, the W.E.B. Du Bois Center, George Padmore Library, Kwame Nkrumah Memorial Park, the Art Center, the University of Ghana campus tour, walk through the old Aburi Botanical Gardens. We stop outside of Rita Marley House, home of Studio One, which right on that same block, she has the Rita Marley Foundation. We go to Trinity Home Foundation, school in Tutu, Aburi Woodcarving Village, and we do this wonderful repatriation and investment conference and networking, which is right there at the Micklin Hotel. One is at the beginning of the tour, and one is at the end of the tour. You're going to meet a lot of people who made the move that used to live here, that live there now in Ghana, and they're going to share their life story, which is as far as repatriation. And then you're going to meet Ghanaian business people who are going to talk about the lands department, investment, the legal aspects of doing business there in the country. And, you're going to be around, and then, you're also going to get the feel of how business, going things from our tour guide, which is a, man of many talents. But that's for Accra. And doing Accra is, Accra is real fun because, it's a city, so you get the chance to go to the full jazz club, live music and things like that. And does each region have their specialty of things? But if you're looking to, do it, more of your partying and nightlife is usually in Accra. The next location we're going to go to is Techiman and King Tampo in the Brong-Ahafo region. Now, this is about a 8-hour drive from Accra. So, we have our game plan ready, for stops that we have to make and encourage those to use the restroom during the stops and before they leave the hotels and to limit liquid drinking on the bus. And plus, we'll have group discussion and we'll play some movies and documentaries and have discussions and make it a painless, wonderful sightseeing drive. And our tour guide will be telling many wonderful stories and sharing many wonderful things about this country and what you see on the left and the right as you do your scenic drive to the Brong-Ahafo region. But while we're there, our main connection is to connect with our sister Nunet in Benue Village as we look to build a strong connection for a diaspora community. And her village is called Benue Village. So we look to have dinner there the first 2 days we're there, and then while we're leaving, look to have lunch there. And she's gonna, you know, share with everyone all the wonderful things and opportunities available, and give you all the updates as far as the village and the future of investment there in the region. And we have a list. We'll be going to the Monkey Sanctuary and the Kintampo waterfalls. You know, those are the newest things on our itinerary. This is the second time where, you know, we're going to those two sites. And while we're there, we're going to be staying at the Encom Hotel in town. And for those who are adventurous, you know, communicate with me and let me know if you'd like to do a bed and breakfast at Benue Village. Last time we went, I just said I had two people, but she's looking to build, you know, build a bigger bed and breakfast space there. She naturally don't have enough space for our group. Right now it's 39 of us, and you know, she might have a few rooms. But for those who are looking for that, that's something that, you know, we can talk about offline and make sure that you're taken care of if you're interested. Right, the next region we're going to go to is Kumasi in the Ashanti region. Now, once we leave from Techiman, it's going to take us about 3 hours to get to Kumasi. And I have us staying in this upscale hotel called the Noda Hotel. And that's just right on the borderline of Ejitsu and Kumasi. And while we're there, this is where we do the village craft site. So we're going to be going to Banwer, the home of the world-famous Kente cloth. Craft village of Entanso, the center of Kutunku, Morning Cloth, and Adinkra Cloth. We're going to journey to the center of the carbon industry. Also, we look to go to the culture center. And the culture center there in Kumasi and the one in Accra is where we always try to make sure we have lots of time for everyone to just have lunch and you know, get their shopping on. So for the big time shoppers, those are the two locations that, you know, we highly recommend: the culture center in Kumasi and in Accra. And while we're in Kumasi, we're gonna take a drive to the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology, and we're gonna have a presentation from the Youth Institute of Science and Technology in Agogo. And on our previous tour routes, we would pass by them. But now we have adjusted our tour route from the eastern region, which we used to go to, you know, and now we're going to the Brangofa region, so that takes us through the country a little bit different. But nevertheless, they decide that they're fine with coming towards the end of our stay in Kumasi, and before, you know, while we're checking out, we're going to have a wonderful presentation there. We also have some videos, you know, of the students. They have a, you know, a rap group. It was about, it's about five of them. And what they did, they just did some wonderful performance. And so those are the three regions. And now we will be leaving from Kumasi, and we're going to be heading to Cape Coast Elmina. So what you're looking at is a 5-hour drive. So what we have set up, this is like the spiritual, the ancestral part of the tour. Not a lot of exciting things, but also just a lot of emotions in this 3 days we have here. We'll be leaving from the Noda, and we're going to be heading into the same trail that our ancestors will march down to, as far as what we call the Death March, down to Asin Manso, the last bath of our enslaved ancestors. So we usually recommend everyone wear, you know, the country, the colors of the country, which is red, black, green, and gold. Something symbolic to pay respects, pay homage to the ancestors. And we're going to get a presentation that explains the history of how our ancestors were taken from the northern region and brought down for their last bath there at Asin Manso, and brushed up, cleaned up, and mark it off to the nearby dungeons, mainly Cape Coast and Elmina Holocaust dungeons, where we're going to go to. So that's kind of a prep to get you prepared for that part of the journey 2 days later. So once we finish from there, we're going to go to One Africa, and I'm accustomed to One Africa family. This is going to be our 11th time there and the 12th time there in May next year. It's been, this is a very special place. It's, you know, it's right there by the Atlantic Ocean, and that part of the Atlantic Ocean, they call it the Gulf of Guinea. The, you know, One Africa Resort is right there on the beach. We're gonna have drumming and dance, and then they just got a wonderful buffet for us, all you can eat. Just fill yourself up and, you know, just get prepared for this, you know, wonderful reconnection there at Elmina and Cape Coast. I reserved all of the rooms there at One Africa, so we always have all of the rooms on priority. We're just not gonna be able to accommodate everybody, so most I think I should be able to get it at One Africa is 24 people, so the rest, my tour guide and one of the assistants are going to be with everybody else, whichever amount of people that is. So right now we're working it out because we have a lot of folks on the journey. It's 39 folks right now. But the other hotel down the block is called Almond Tree Hotel. And it's owned by a Jamaican family that you know, that's built their business out of England. So, and then we also have another option, which is Elmina Beach Resort, which is right there. It's all on the same block. That's something that we'll work out closer to the end. We will work out those logistics, but you might listen to previous calls and say we only have 24 people in One Africa. That's always the case. And maybe one day, you know, we could put some investments together and get Amicus for us to buy the other house out and build an extension of, you know, One Africa there. So that's an open investment opportunity when you go there and check it out. But other things we're going to do right there, in Cape Coast and Elmina, is going to be the school, the Acoma International Academy, which is a school that was founded by a sister from Detroit that we've been going to since 2011, October 2011. And we'll bring school supplies and financial donations. And also, a lot of our tour members are sponsored children for, you know, I guess the duration is either a year or for the duration of their schooling, so, which is wonderful. Didn't expect anyone to even do that, but just really appreciate all the wonderful people that have came and done, you know, a lot of wonderful connection to all of the schools that we have in the different regions. And it just showcase what we, you know, we in the diaspora and as a people, you know, our energy and the things that we're doing. So when you travel on a journey for a lifetime with us, you get to see what your people are doing there, and you get to see, you know, the possibilities of what you can possibly connect with and do there. So it's a good open opportunity. You know, we never know what the future might come to. You know, so that's it for the tour overview, and that's almost the same thing as the itinerary, which just really starts off showing the flight numbers and the flight time of us leaving October 26th from Atlanta, Georgia, to connect to Amsterdam, and those who are flying from the different cities, you know, have your flights connecting to either Atlanta or Delta main hub somewhere in the U.S., or I got you a direct flight to Amsterdam. So we have the science of those things you know, work out on this, you know, high technology operation that we have. Everything is 21st century. You don't use a lot of the old school methods that people use, so everything is very efficient and makes it easy to keep up and organize. All right, wonder if anyone have any questions about the itinerary, the hotel, or anything just on, you know, what we, you know, what I have there in the tour overview, and then I'll get back to the other things we have on the tour link.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, Bonnie, this is Christian.
Sure, go ahead.
I just wanted to make sure that the flight that I'll be taking, I know we talked about it, but I just wanted to make sure again that it'll be coming from Chicago to Atlanta, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the best flight route for us to get you from Chicago to Atlanta. So all of the folks, with the exception of ones that's leaving from Detroit, we just connect them to Atlanta. And then JFK have his direct flight and things. But yeah, you and I will be hanging out there in the Atlanta International Terminal, just connecting and everything. I got your flight schedule with another brother that's close to the Chicago airport. So
okay.
I'll make sure if there's anybody else, you know, when that duration come or when we get you to log in for your tickets and everything, make sure everybody get connected. So that's kind of what I have people leaving from 14 different airports, and we just, you know, do our best to make sure everybody's connected.
Okay. All right. Well, that's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
Absolutely. All right, anyone have any questions about the itinerary or anything before we go on? All right, back on the Ghana tour link. So what we have also is a general term. So definitely make sure you look through all of the general terms as you know, all the details you need to know, and showcase all the information about all the relative parties that's involved in this operation, from, you know, from the airlines to the hotels to us as the organizers, and even my business partners, David, that does the business consulting. So it's just give you a nice little overview of, you know, really the tour package. Right, visa information. I sent everyone the email, so I really want everyone to use the email. What that shows is just the visa guideline, which I have that on the email, and you know, my sample itinerary and the other details as far as blank application and then how the visa look. And it does give you two, it just talks about two options, the single entry, which is good for 3 months, and it's $60, and the multi-entry, which is good for 1 to 5 years, which is $100. So what I'm recommending everyone do is for us to wait till we do our conference call in August, and then all of, and then at the same time too, we'll be able to print our itinerary from our Delta login, and that'll be the same time we'll be able to clear the tickets and everything. So, and if we, anybody for some reason need to do a visa ahead of time, we could just always generate them a flight itinerary and they use that. But that's the only thing that's not included in the email is the flight itinerary, which we can put together anytime. Also with the visa, make sure you have the two fresh new passport photos. You staple it on the top right of both applications and sign it. Put everything in, organize everything in an envelope to where you put a prepay envelope in it. And once you send your package off with your passports, you got to put your passport in it. So you put your visa in it and they'll send it back. So those are the details we just got laid out on that email. So I recommend everyone just print out the email and all of the attachments. Anybody have any questions about visa? All right, next documents are tour preparation, what to pack, Ghana culture and customs, and we have improving your immune system and Ghana language translation to tree. And then the final thing on there is the departure and reminder list. And that's a list of 30 points of all of the need to know before you go. So, and that's one of the lists that's sent on the emails and an attachment. All right, so let me leave from the Ghana tour links. And before I go down to the rest of the links on the website, does anybody have any questions?
Yeah, I had a question about the... school donation?
Sure, go ahead.
How does that work? How much stuff are you able or allowed to bring? And how does it get assembled?
Sure. I can explain that. So what we do, or what I usually recommend is, as far as the baggage, you allow 2 50-pound bags. So I recommend that one bag you put all your personal stuff in, the other bag you put school supplies or things you want to get rid of. And the school supplies are just any basic general things, things we all take for granted, paper, pencils, sharpeners, but some children just don't have those. So it's the simple things. These are most of the time just for village children. So the simple things is what really matters. So I wouldn't tell anyone to spend a whole lot of money. Just, you know, if you can get some simple things, and if someone can give you some donations or things like that. Let me finish it. This thing keep buzzing. And when you're there, if you want to give financial donations, you can just, you know, put the money in the pot with everybody else. It goes to, the director of the school, and then the school supplies. The tour guide usually organizes them into 4 different layouts to go to 4 different schools. So I usually request everyone give them the school supplies when we get to Accra. And then, you know, when we get to the different locations of the schools, we just have them laid out and we do a group presentation. And these are the same things you'll see on the YouTube links where we have, you know, the school presentation. But beyond that, you can bring as much as you want and give as much as you want, or you can give less or nothing. It's nothing that we force on everyone. It's just something we put in the program. And if anyone of interest want to give, it's all good. And because usually we get a lot of stuff here in Atlanta, so we just always bringing things. So we usually have more than enough of it. All right, so hopefully that answers your questions. And if you have any other questions or anything, All right, so let me scroll on to the rest of on the website. Once you pass the link of tour information, you'll see the Ghana tour books, conference call information, collecting school supply and donation is what we just talked about, and shows you a list of the schools, registration. So if anyone hasn't registered on the site, you click on registration and fill out the details. We also have payment options that just give you a list of payment options, and that's same as the email I sent. The email have the attached business checking account for those who need to do transfers and things like that. But it gives you all of the options of payment. And below that, we have Marcus Garvey's vision, repatriation, investment, about us, contact us, and general articles. So those are just all things we just have showcased to, you know, to push the tour. So everything is, the whole site is dedicated to the tour and for your clarity to be prepared. All right, so let me move along the topic list. All right, and what I want to do is I want to reach out to a few tour members that have traveled with us in the past. But before I do that, I want to know if does anyone have any questions? We have covered the majority of the tour details in bulk, and what I want to do is just kind of open things up to talk to as many people as possible and share as many details as possible. And because I guess everybody's clear on the tour information, right? Everything has been sent clear. Sure, go ahead.
I have a question. Greetings, everyone. This is Sister Anima. And you said some of the things aren't free and the itinerary. So how much money really should we bring for the schools that are not covered?
Yeah, what's not covered is your lunch, and then if you're gonna shop, you just bring some money for shopping. But I recommend $400 to $800, and this depends on what you're gonna really spend. But the main thing you're paying for is just your lunch. If you eat lunch, some people don't do lunch, and then the group tips is $50, and then if you wanna give any other tips, it's up to you. And only other thing that you would pay for is what's not included, which is the camera and camcorder fees. But everything is basically covered, you know, once you pay for the tour package. So you just bring some extra cash for spending.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Irvin, are you still on the line? All right, there you go.
I am.
Greetings, Irvin. How are you? Good to hear your voice today.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm happy that you saw that message on Facebook that was talking about the conference call. So I guess after the months have gone by and you have enjoyed your journey of a lifetime, you're processing it, and yet it was so exciting for you. You wanted to, you're looking to possibly head back.
Well, that's a possibility. Yes.
Based on you processing and thinking about that, we want to really find out from you, so you can share with everyone. You know, how was the journey for you yourself, being someone that, you and I met, I want to say roughly about a year ago, and you went on the full journey with us. Can you share some of your feelings of it and why you're on the call tonight?
Yeah, well, for me, it was really, really enlightening. I've been to Africa before, but I was in Egypt, which is totally different from Western Africa. For me, it was the first time in my life where I have been in a country where, in somewhere where I didn't have to interact with Europeans for a couple of weeks. That was really, really nice. People are so friendly. They're poor, but many of them are poor, but they are really, really nice people. For me, it showed me how we are when we have not been contaminated by Western culture. Kids are well-disciplined. Everybody is so friendly. I remember when we were going somewhere and we had a problem with, it happened right by a village. And all the village people just came out and we just interacted with them and hugged and took pictures, and it was really, really nice. Just about every part of last year, in 2015, when I went, I enjoyed a lot. That's why I want to go back again. I'm retired, so I have plenty of time. it was really, really great, really wonderful. I enjoyed it a lot.
Well, appreciate your energy on that. And it seemed like you had a lot of special bond with a lot of the people of the different generations.
Yes. On my tour, there were all age groups. And to me, it seems like we got really close after about 2 weeks. Almost became like family. I have communicated with several of them since I've been back. And I still feel that closeness with them. Now, I heard you talking about the trips that we took. I don't remember the places, but 8 hours on the bus.
Oh, yeah. Techiman.
It doesn't seem like 8 hours. It seemed like more like a couple of hours because it was so interesting. And we communicated on the bus and watched movies and looked out at the landscape. It was really, really nice. Just about all of it. I enjoyed all of it.
We definitely appreciate your energy and definitely look forward to connecting with you on another journey of a lifetime and everything. And want to take some time to also reach out to a few other people. Kofi Bruce, you're still on live?
Still here?
Yeah, another person I talked to today. We had a good conversation and you're the 30. I told you you're the 39th person and you was like, wow. And I was like, yeah, brother, it's like, you and I talked about this back in 2012. As far as how hard it is to get folks to come in, us just keep things going. But appreciate your energy. You came with us in October 2012, October 2014, and then now you're looking to come October 2016. Now, is this like a thing that you do like every 2 years?
Well, I would do it all the time if I could. No problem. Just to piggyback on what the gentleman just said, everything he just said is like so true. The people, you just meet like so many friends, it just feels good to be there. Everyone comes out and introduce themselves. I have so many family members over there now, they want to bring me over their house and everything. I communicate with many people in Ghana right now.
Yeah, I got to get you another week in the country so you can hang out. You're like a sensation there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the famous look that you got, like, I like your picture on Facebook, picture on Skype, where it shows you the glasses and the and the full beard, and then you got hat on, So you're like a celebrity now there in Ghana. It's dead serious, because when I was there, they was like, "Where's Kofi? Where's Kofi Bruce?"
Yeah, and I love that energy. That
you're about to take my spotlight.
Sorry about that.
But no, I absolutely appreciate your energy there, and. I think beyond just my staff and crew members, you're the first person that I've come back three times. So appreciate your energy, man. And we have to just, make sure this is even more special for you. I got a comment from Natasha and I was reading it. She was talking about the second time, how much it was a better journey around, which I appreciate her because, we have work, we just look at everything and decide we need to make sure this is better and everything is better and make sure. People just have, I don't know what's better than better time, but, you can always step it up, even if a little bit up. So we're always looking to make it better and looking to this,
share. Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I know it will be better. The second time that I went was during the Ebola scare, and it wasn't that many of us, but we still had a great time. It was wonderful.
Yeah, that was actually one of the energetic trips, because it seemed like we was in the country by ourselves, and we're just like doing a whole bunch of videos talking about that there's no Ebola. But at the same time, too, what we're showing people that propaganda and things like that can devastate business in a country, because the hotels that we were staying at, it seemed like we were even big hotels, like we were the only people in there.
Right.
Because I remember being at the Michelin, and it seemed like we were literally the only, we're like about 13, 14 strong, and we're like the only people there. But, just, I want to let everyone know if you ever hear anything crazy, because I never know, something might come up. They might say that if we fly to Africa, they're going to assassinate President Obama, some crazy stuff like that. I mean, I've heard crazy things, but we just, and even from the family members and the friends who figure they got your best heart by telling you not to go, you might have to just block their number for a few months, or you just might have to just send them a text message when you're on a plane and it's too late for them to call you back. But I would say this, for everyone, this is what we do. And, we have a whole lot of folks here in Ghana. And if anybody's going to tell me not to come to Ghana, it's every single last one of those people. And unless they tell me something is going on, and unless we see certain documentation, it's usually propaganda or scam.
Yeah,
So appreciate you sharing that, my brother. You want to share anything else with the rest of the people on the journey? Some of them are coming and some are still in the process.
Oh, yeah. To anyone that's on the call right now that has never been to Africa and you may have, like, reservations or maybe a little fear, just ease your mind. It will be fine, and it will be the journey of a lifetime. This is my third time going back, and just enjoy, relax, keep an open mind, and we are going to have a ball. Trust me.
Yes. Yeah, appreciate your energy. And I'm looking at the list. I see one other person that's been there with us, my sister Charlotte, that came with us in October of 2013. Are you on the line, Charlotte?
Yes, hold on, I'm on.
Greetings, my sister. I appreciate your energy. Yeah, appreciate you inviting your three wonderful sisters. I've had you know wonderful conversation with all three, David, Lois, and also Stephanie. And so just thank you for this, out of all of the people in the world that does trips to Ghana, reaching out to me and just, you know, sharing information with them and letting them know that this is something that they can trust and this is something that, you know, we would make sure they get the best journey. But I want to also just ask you, it's been a while, how was your journey in 2013? And why are you looking to come back?
It was totally amazing. You know, not for anybody when we're here. In the state, so we see what's going on and what's happening with our people. You really come to understand it when you go there and see what happened to us as a people, and you can actually stand where our people stood and touch the walls where they were in prison and things. You come back with a newfound understanding of how our people were so disconnected and what's going on here, but you also come to appreciate what a strong, resilient people we are. And then in there, you know, and I have to say, this is the brother before me was saying, you meet so many wonderful people. I mean, when you're there and it's not tainted, you know, by all this European and everything that's watered down, and you just get to see us and people look like us, it's in there. Everybody just naturally just being who they are. That is a wonderful thing. And I mean, it just fills you with so much pride. And I am so looking forward to going back.
Absolutely. And, the itinerary that we did then, it's a lot, as you know, the last two brothers talk about, it's a lot different. You haven't been to the monkey sanctuary and the waterfalls or Benue village, but that's our newest wonderful highlights.
Yeah, I see that. I am looking forward to that. And like I said, you meet so many people, you have so much family over there, and I'm still in contact with people over there. I'm like, this baby's been born since I've been there last. I've got
wow. So But yeah, that is incredible, and you know, definitely appreciate your energy, and we'll step it up in our notch and make it another great journey, and you know, the best thing about it, you know, it's gonna be 40 something of us, so you know, you're a networking sister. It's a lot of wonderful people in the States that, you know, we probably wouldn't meet unless we come on a journey like this. So you know, we'll just want everyone to, you know, network as much as possible. And I'm going to open things up. So appreciate your energy, Charlotte. Anything else you want to share with you know, the folks before I move on to?
Well, I have a question.
Sure.
Can you talk more about the culture there? I know I've heard several times they're very open and, you know, happy and fun-loving. But as far as, like, the cultural things that we should be aware of so that, you know, we're not, like, offensive when we go there.
Yeah, I have a few things on the list as far as custom culture and key things to know. Some of the things that we talk about on that is, or more so beyond the list, is for us to really just have a, you know, positive, respectful attitude, you know, especially, like, when we're at the hotel and we're communicating with people there that, you know, work there, and people on, you know, the staff and the crew, and just, you know, carry yourself respectfully, and you know, you won't have any issues in the country. And you know, it's, you know, you're talking about this a very peaceful country, which there's nothing but love. And the family structure is one of the things that, you know, I love the best. The way family come together and the way family organize and, you know, take care of each other. It just remind me of this, you know, family culture of growing up in Jamaica, and the culture that was broken since we got here. That's what it, you know, remind me of. I feel, and that's what I'm trying to get back to. So as I begin to piece my family together and get us to connect to Mother Africa, yeah. So that's the strongest thing. Other than that, Ghana is simple. It's modern. It's open for business, investment, and it's really just depends on what you're looking to get out of the country. We have people that's living there, and they're enjoying their life there, and there's certain things that they say that they're able to get there from living there, which is just, you know, the weather's definitely, you know, straight tropical, say it. So for those who live in, you know, your Bostons and your New York City, freezing yourself off like probably right now, you know, we don't have that problem in Ghana. So culture, climate, you know, it's, and, you know, just being there in the country is, you know, once you experience that, it's just really something that you literally have to really experience. I would say for everyone, just keep the fantasies out of your mind as in things, and just be open. And let me know if that answers your question. And who am I speaking to also? I just heard someone ask me a question. I didn't get your name.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I got you.
Yes, I have a question.
Sure, go ahead.
How do you purchase land? Is it different from America where you have a deed? And then after that, how do you get a builder if you want to build, you know, like a house there? Or, you know, to transition to live there? How do you do that?
Yeah, that's not a simple question to answer, but are we able to help you get that done? Absolutely. The first stage is as far as the business is done just like America, where you get your deed and your paperwork for the land, and then you have your zone of land that's kind of marked off of where your property is, and a quarter of an acre. And this is also, if you're trying to get something in Accra, you're looking at like $20,000 for a quarter of an acre. $5,000 to $20,000, but this is 8 hours up in the country, up in nowhere, so that's the difference. So when you say $500, it's for land that's out there, you know, and land, and you know, you have to be more wanting to be sustainable. You're gonna bring your solar, you're gonna bring your methods of sustainable living, but you have other things that's closer to the beach and closer to the city, that's a lot more money that you can get, and you can get all kind of high-tech builders that are there. But the people that's going to be helping you are going to be more of our people that are into sustainable living, that knows about solar, know about catch water system, know about windmill, know about how to put those things together.
Okay, so they're more American people who have experienced the transition and the pitfalls and know how to make it work.
Absolutely, and that's my biggest thing I'm selling to everybody, hands down, is that that this is not something that none of us are going to do anything that's completely new. So that's why I have the videos on the Business and Investment Conference that showcase how we go about the process of, you know, things like that, are to really just, you know, take it and be clear. Most of the time what I tell you want to do is just try to focus on coming on the journey, but be open to investments and repatriation and land ownership and business ownership and so on. The tour is really designed to give you a nice tour around the country with the extras as far as business and investment. But if you're really serious and when you're ready to move and have the things organized, we have so many people in place. The main person I have in place is my brother that do the Business Investment Conference. His name is David. And he's who take care of all the people who decided to live and do business in the country.
What did you say the website? The name of the website to get more information?
Yes, it's africafortheafricans.org. But if you can give me an email address, I can also send you the details via email.
Bomani, this is Sonia. This is my friend I told you about earlier today.
Yes, yes, good. What is your name, sister?
Ima.
Ima. All right, Ima. Yes, yeah, so Sonia told you about the journey and the YouTube page.
Yes. Yes, I did look at it.
Yeah,
and,
right.
Ithaca is on the line too, my niece.
Greetings, sister. How are you? Yeah, once you're on the YouTube page.
Shalom, everybody.
Greetings. Yeah, I was saying. Yeah, I was saying once you're on the once you're on the YouTube page, what you'll see on the YouTube page is a link that takes you to our website, and that takes you to all of the information.
Okay. In fact, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Okay. The question that I have is about your business. I wanted to know, in that area, what kind of business is fruitful? Like, say, for somebody who comes from here, what would be a good something for us to know? Like, as far as like agriculture, or do they go by the barter system? Do they deal with cash? Like, how do they operate? Because
it's just a modern day business country, right here in your New York cities and your Atlanta, and opportunities are there for you to do virtually anything. The biggest opportunities I've always seen in developing countries is manufacturing. In a tropical country, everything tropical grows. I mean, water don't stop rain and water don't stop coming down. And it's just, a tropical climate, that's the resources that you need to survive. So from all of the food that grows there, which gives you opportunity for manufacturing, import and export. Yeah, so yes. And then beyond that, we live in a modern day world of technology. Yeah. More bed and breakfast and hotels are needed outside of the main city, because it seems like all of the hotels are in the main two cities in Accra and Kumasi. And when I go to other parts of the country, you just have limited. There's also a great investment opportunity as far as tourism. Now, when I first came to the country, I came just, wanted to check it out. I didn't know that we were still going to do tours and everything, but that's one of the things I saw there in the country, that it's a country that has a lot of opportunities for tourism. And sometimes people might say, tourism? Well, I live in another country. Why would I think about doing tourism in another country? I'm from Jamaica, and I know a lot of people who have made moves there, and they have their business set up in Jamaica, and they used to live in different parts of America. And it works for them, and I'm happy for them. For me, that's how I feel about Ghana. It gives you, give you some fresh opportunities. Like one of the place that we go to is One Africa. She built a resort right there on the, right there on the beach, and we have been there 10 times, and we're gonna go there for the 11th and the 12th time again. And she get a consistent amount of business throughout the year. It's really based on what you can really get accomplished and what you have skills and background in. Like, I'm into high tech technology, and that's what I plan on doing there, along with selling sustainable services.
How much is your trip that's coming up?
The tour in October is $3,500. And it covers 2 weeks there in Ghana, and it's from October 26th to November 8th. And it's four regions. We can stay in four different hotels. And every 2-3 days, we're moving around the country, so you get a feel of the country. We have a nice big tour bus that's going to be taking us around, a full staff of people, tour guide assistants, and full crew there at the Business and Investment Conference to talk about repatriation and investment. So it's a full journey. And only thing that's not included in is tips and lunch.
Okay. When you talk about sustainable energy, are you talking about like water filtration, solar power, those things?
Yeah, absolutely. Water filtration and definitely solar. When you talk about catch water, you're talking about basically setting up a system where the water is going to come from the sky. When it comes through the sky, you're going to run into a pump and filter system. And then that water is going to be distributed to your drinking, your washing, and other things need to be done. And then you'll set up your plumbing system for that to work. And solar, windmill, it's the future of the world. This dinosaur technology of fossil fuel can no longer sustain this planet. So that's the ultimate. So we already have to just start thinking about alternate means when we think about Africa. And get me off the grid.
Oh, yes, sir. You did get me some information to think about. because I was first just going to get a the regular visa, but if the other visa that you pay $100 for lasts for 5 years, it makes sense just to go ahead and get that, you know, pay the extra money.
Yeah, I've been to Ghana.
It cures all of my documents now.
Yeah, I've been to Ghana 10 times on 2 visas, 1 day 4 times, 1 day 6 times.
Talk about that visa. What is it called?
That's a multiple entry visa. Once you're on the site.
Multi-entry visa?
Yes, and that's good for 1 to 5 years.
And it's $100. I saw it on their website, on the State Department. I mean, the embassy. Okay, I do have this question. When I call to Washington about my pass, about a visa, they was asking me to put down, like, who do I know in the country? And I personally don't know anyone in the country. So I can apply for a tourism visa?
Yes, and then the email that I usually send to everyone, it has the it has all of the information they need, including the 2 hotels that we're going to stay at. That's your reference. You have to put the hotel information, their address, and your name. So the paperwork that I'm going to send to you via email will have that. But the information on the website, it doesn't give you those, like one of them is just a sample application of mine, and you're just basically copying the same information.
Okay. All right. So we're able to tap into your resource to use that for the visa.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Excellent. Yeah. I look forward to actually meeting you in person.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. If you're ever here in Atlanta, we can always meet and connect.
How do we reach you? Did you give out a phone number where we can touch base with you if you have additional questions or a question in the moment?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can call me at my direct line. This is not the line of call. Direct line is 404-931.
9429.
That's correct, and that's the same number you see on YouTube, Facebook, and everything I have. And just call me directly, and we'll get you connected.
But mommy, I do have another question.
Sure.
And the 3 of us, we actually plan on relocating back to Ghana, and so going there. In the meantime, when we're looking to establish business, do they have, like, steady employment?
No, you have to make employment. You're bringing your business there. You're bringing your innovations to create opportunities for others. That's what the government is encouraging when they send their guys to do presentations at our conference. That's what they usually push. And they talk about incentives of doing business in the country.
May I ask a question as well?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
What about healthcare, like nurses and, you know, like people who deliver children, people in the medical field? What, you know, do they have like operating hospitals, or are they looking for people in that kind of background?
They're probably looking for some new hospitals. Like all developing countries, they all need new hospitals more than probably anything else. But as far as healthcare, it's a tropical country, so they're moving towards the energy of just trying to educate people about consciousness of health living. And it's also a country where I have low unemployment. About 70% of the country is unemployed, so most people just do independent jobs and things like that. So the areas of business is really for us, even in healthcare, you know, they want people to build hospitals and from there build certain things to create opportunities for others. So it's the good thing about it is it's open. Some areas of investment I don't have direct answers for, but the country is definitely open. It's one of the top 5 African countries at this moment.
Alrighty then. I like the idea of the tour, but the traveling, the 8 hours, that's why I'm like,
yes,
I don't know about that.
There's no way to get around the country, especially going from one part of the country to another, unless you drive. So the gentleman was explaining what we're doing on the bus, which is a combination of different things. We do have another 5-hour drive, and we have another, and we have 2-3-hour drive. But that's how we get around the entire country. We spend, so we purchase a nice, big, fancy tour bus, air conditioned, big TVs, microphones, speakers, reclining chairs, a luxury you're going to need to travel around, so it's a comfortable ride.
What about for Americans opening up schools there, like a secondary school, elementary school?
Yeah, I can't literally give you all those details, but two of the schools that we go to, one is owned by us, one was started by a sister in Detroit, one was started by a sister that I know directly here from Atlanta. And what they basically told me is that they just put their money together and they just made it happen. They say it was not something that the government or anybody else gave them any assistance with. But it's open. Ghana is always open for our people to build schools and schools, churches, whatever you want to build there. It's open country, especially as you go to the northern part of the country. They're looking for more development there, especially manufacturing. Yeah,
definitely.
Like shea butter is. Just asked me about investment, and I was telling you that in the northern part of the country, shea butter is where all the shea butter that all of us have access to here in America. It comes from one part of the world, the northern part of Ghana, and that is where there's little to no manufacturing on that part of the country, the top half of the country. So all of the rich future investments is really there. So that 8-hour ride really take you up to where the action is going to start beginning in the future, because the bottom half of the country is just so developed and people are buying everything up.
So people are buying up things in the bottom, in the southern part, but up in the northern part, that's where they're looking to develop, and that's where the next move is, correct?
Absolutely. And so I decided, I was like, well, 8 hours, it took me a few years to process it, but I didn't have any space to put them on our itinerary. It's a sister I've known from 2010 here in Atlanta, when we met, and she was sharing with me her vision in Africa, and we finally met in 2012, and she'd been telling me to come up to that area, and I finally got a chance to come up there last year. And then from there on, we just kind of have it on our itinerary to go. And that's where the land is for $500 versus $5,000 in the city.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah. And can you purchase transportation there?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You can purchase transportation if you want to buy yourself a truck or a van. Or if you just want to have somebody take you around, have your personal driver, or you can just buy your vehicle and then you just hire a driver.
You can have your vehicle shipped there, correct?
Absolutely. You can get a container, have your vehicle shipped. You just have to have your title, because I think you can't ship a vehicle unless it's paid for in full and you have your title and all this paperwork. But once you have all of that, you can ship it.
Is there in Barbados, it has to be under 5 years. Do they have that same restriction for Africa?
Yeah, we can ship all the vehicles. And whatever the age is. Yeah. It's just like if you're shipping some furniture or anything. What you're doing is you're buying the container. And Ghana's a country that have old cars and new cars. Most of the vehicles that's there now in the country are Asian-made, Korean and Japanese, and also Chinese. They're kind of killing America.
Did you ever talk about
how much
the containers cost?
No, some of the conversations and questions you have is not really things that we even have all the information for, like what containers cost and things like that. We're expecting people to do their...
I have that information.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that's fine. We're just expecting people to do their research, and then we want to do is make sure that we have them connecting with one of our people there in Ghana. That way, you're clear about when your container is going to arrive and if you need one of our representation to be there. Those are definitely things we can help you with. The good thing about this being here in America is America has things organized to where you want to ship things anywhere in the world. America is going to have things organized and laid out, and it's going to be together. So what we have to do is make sure that that process is clear when it comes to this, you getting your stuff in Ghana, and that's the procedure where all of us have to learn. And so I'm trying to find out from some of my people that have shipped containers, been calling them off lately and finding out what they're doing, and they're telling me that, well, the price is based on different things, and so nobody's been able to really give me anything specific as far as price or shippers.
I know someone in Atlanta that just spoke with him, and he's moving to Ghana in a couple of weeks.
Sweet.
And he had a 40-foot container Sweet. That he's shipping, and it cost him $5,000 for the container. And then when he gets there, he said it's going to cost him about another $3,000 to clear for the taxes when he gets there to clear it.
Oh, wow. Excellent.
Pick it up.
That's not bad. So I guess he's going to have somebody deliver his container, and he's going to probably use that container itself because he outright purchased it, right? Or did he just...
You're saying
he purchased the space in the container, because I think that's what people do. They purchase the space in the container for $5,000. So that sounds about right. And that's a whole lot of space. You said 40 foot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big space. That's a lot of space. You can put three families in there if you pack it right. In a car.
Right. Well, he's packing it with things to sell there, like motorcycles and car parts and things like that. And he's looking to, you know, to be able to, you know, look at...
He's a smart businessman. That's the gold mine right there. That's what people are looking for. You have big shopping malls and stores there now. Before it wasn't, so that business was a lot more viable. But people are still looking to buy from people who have things fresh, brand new out the box, and they don't have to go to store to pay the taxes and all the other stuff. So that's a good hustle, a good business.
I love what you said. We got to get out the American way of thinking, of being consumers, and start thinking of being producers.
Thank you. That's an excellent answer. Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that's what I've been trying to get my family to get off. Everybody in my family is like a consumer. That's all I can say to you. It's a consumer. Even the ones with all their degrees and the higher educated ones, they're consumers. And trying to get them to understand that we as a people need to build. And all of the famous families and all the European nations, they have their famous families of people from the Hiltons, the Marriotts, and so on, and they just build a legacy for their family. And that's what I'm trying to get our folks to understand. We must build something for our family, for our children. And it starts with that connection in Africa, because there's only so much that, you know, we can do in America.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much. Pronounce your name again.
Her name is Bomani.
Bomani.
Yes.
Bomani, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Your energy, very much. Phenomenal. Thank you so much for the commitment that you're making. It is divine.
Well, appreciate it. Divine, I like that. Divine, it's like the ancestors spoke to me in a dream as far as reconnecting our folks. And since that first time in Ghana, I've just been consistently going there, and I love it. And I like to relocate my family and everything. And so, you know, I think ultimately we all have the same dreams, even though I'm the one that's organizing things. We all have the same dream and things. And I was trying to do the same thing that you're trying to do, but I just couldn't find people that were into this, and they didn't have videos and details laid out. And you know, 10 years ago, it was confusing. So I decided to just learn and take my time and build a process and share it as I go along. So what you see, and even some questions, unfortunately, I can't answer all the way because I'm still trying to get those information. But I really appreciate your energy. I try to talk to everybody, go through everything, and then I try to just make sure everybody see the documentation. And then if you know you're available in the area, I can always meet. And if not, then I usually use this number for my Skype video call and talk to people so they can see myself in our business office and go through the details.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, definitely, I would tell more people about your group. I had a friend of mine that he inboxed me a month ago and was like, I want to go to Ghana. I mean, well, she wanted to go to Africa on an educational tour. She was like, do you know any? So I was just like, I'm going to give her your information.
Definitely appreciate it. She'll enjoy the journey. It's, you know, well organized, and we have all the things in place for her. And yeah, and good thing about it is there's something we do every year. So, you know, we just get better with time.
Yeah. Okay. From the north to the south, how many hours is travel time?
13 hours. From the top of the country to the bottom of the country, about 13 hours.
Okay, so where the north and the south, where the border is, that's where we want to try to live, so we can live in the north, who is cheaper to own property, and we can travel to work, for business.
Yeah, the part of the northern part of the country that I'm really talking about is really the center part of the country. The further you go up, the less you see.
right.
Yeah.
But we want to be where we can purchase land. We know that's the new frontier up north. But in the meantime, you still got to be where you can market your product.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
So we don't want to drive 13 hours to work.
Right, I think she means like a medium, like somewhere that is easy of, people to live, but it's not too far away from where we can buy, sell, and trade.
Yeah, and that's why I have our tour bus going up 8 hours into the country to Techiman in the Bronghafo region, which is right above Kumasi. That's the bird part of going up to that part of the area, but that's actually ideal right there, and from there we can kind of see what else is on. I've never traveled any further than that, but I'm looking to kind of use
that.
It's called the Bronghafo region, and the city is called Techiman, and that's the second part of our itinerary. Once you're on the site,
I'm trying to pronounce this. Would I see any pictures or anything?
Oh, yes, you'll see. You can type in Techiman, T-E. So T as in Tom, E as in Echo, C as in Charlie, H-I-M-A-N. It's worded just like it's pronounced, Techiman. Techiman, Ghana. But nevertheless, when you're looking at itinerary, you see the spelling and all those things. You have a full itinerary with the hotels and everything.
And that's on your website.
Yeah, and what's on the website? Yeah, the website, it's, when you're on a YouTube page, you click on it, it'll take you right to the website. YouTube page has the links, because that's where you first found us. Go ahead.
So are you connected with, what the UN is doing, like open and relaxing things?
It's called the decade of people of African descent relocating back to Africa.
Am I part of what?
It's called the Decade of Reconsent, Resettlement. The Decade of Resettlement is what the UN had announced, 2015 to 2025.
Yeah, you say if I'm a part of that. I know there's probably a lot of things going on, but we just have a private program. That's the big difference. The email that's going to say investment, it's going to have a person name, which is my business partner, David Jawara. And that's the person that hosts all those videos that you're going to see as far as the business and investment conference. So that's your surety right there. Their group, you'll see our name on a lot of the banners together, Africa for the Africans and Africa Up. Their group has consultation folks, lawyers, guys who can get you around, and between them, my tour guide and Sister Imacus, our elder, they get you taken care of. Those are my repatriation crew, staff. So anything you do in the country, you go to them, and that's the only time that we ever have issues is when people do not listen to what they tell them, because those are the tour guide, that's his country. He's passionate and he knows everything about his country. Other two personnel, they've been in the country almost 30 years. They know each other since the 80s, and they know about all of the people that's been there from America and all the stuff they go through. Go ahead.
Can you say that again? What is that agency called?
Yes, it's called Africa Up. And on a video, on an email I sent you that say investment, the brother name is David Jawara. It'll be listed right below in that email. And that's the person that you would call directly and talk with, because that's his crew, the lawyers, the guys that he bring there, that's all of his people. He saved me a lot of time and energy because he organized and put all those people together, and he keep in touch with all of them. And then you have Sister Imacus. She's out of One Africa there in Elmina, Cape Coast. And she's there to, you know, validate, to make sure that none of us don't do anything that's going to cost us a loss, because all of us have a valid interest of you living and doing business in the country and being successful. The better all of us come there and do things, the better it is for us together all as a people from the diaspora. So mm-hmm. we want to make sure everybody, you know, everything yeah. work out for everybody.
But, you have to protect your reputation.
Yeah, but we have to also follow, you know, follow protocol of things. It does, you know, I guess you have to really pass it. But the main thing is, no matter how fast you want to go, the main thing, as long as you connect with those people, because that's, they're in the country and they're active, you'll be fine ultimately. So if you see a piece of land that you want, because you're going to meet people. I'm not even going to lie to you. Just, you're going to meet people, nice guys, nice ladies. They're going to sweet talk you. They're going to say all kind of stuff. Don't believe anything they say. And I'm not trying to condemn my folks there, but is, you know, they're smart. They know how, you know, they know how we move. You know, they've seen all of the videos and the movies that are made in America, and they, you know, they see us a mile away, and they'll work their game plan. And the big thing about it is, you know, when we do in a group settings, it's so much of us. But, you know, people are going to spit their game and say the things that they can do and all the lies and things like that. You know, and, oh, I love you, mommy. I'm your long lost son, or I want to be your husband, and I want to marry you, and all kind of stuff. I mean, it's never going to stop. you're gonna meet all kind of folks. And they're going to tell you all kind of sweet lies and everything. But know that the people that we have there is the same people that we have dealt with, and the same people that have helped everybody else. And just run everything by them when you finalize anything, and they'll always give you the right decision. I mean, help you.
Wow.
And the
I'm
only thing
more I more and more confident.
Yeah, and as time goes along, you'll feel a little better with the thing. I remember the first time I was trying to go there. I mean, I didn't know we would get this far in anything. But I just was like, you know, I just had to try something different, because it's the kind of this energy is like, if you're into something and things like that, it's like, you know, you want to be peaceful at it. So, you know, it's like you want to be at peace. I mean, and, you know, sometimes you just have to get away from it all. And for me, going to Ghana is just a good way just to get away from the madness, you know. I get to visit, you know, the ancestor gravesite of Du Bois and Kwame Nkrumah, two of the members of the African independence that, you know, led independence to the rest of the African continent. So I feel at home there, and I think everybody will love it there. But we just have to make sure that we just keep processing it and going through it and making sure it stays connected to us.
Yes, you put tremendous ease. You know, with what you have done, and it's going to make life a little better.
Yeah, absolutely. It's you know, that's our dedication. I feel like you have to, you know, you're gonna do something that you have to do it proper, or you just be wasting your time and destroying your family name and legacy. Mm-hmm. But we're all into this. I don't know how things are gonna turn out. You know, at one point, America is heading to some crazy stages, and you know, it's like, there was just always some threats about what's going on in Africa, and people were really buying into it, and it was like really breaking my heart, because it's like, I was like, I'm telling y'all, there's nothing going on, and y'all believe in these idiots on TV and in the radio station, and all they're doing is recycling the same information from CNN. And I'm telling you, I've been to that country, and there's nothing going on, I have folks there. Yeah, but I think we finally broke through that madness, and people are clear about what Ghana is, and that it's a really special African country for those of us. Especially for those of us who live in those cold climates. You know, you go to the country, it's warm all year round. I miss that in Jamaica. I'm not even lying. I miss that in Jamaica. I've been here for 27 years, and I hate the winter. And just being in Ghana, give me a chance.
So predictable. Right now, the weather across the world is so unpredictable. You know, you don't know if it's going to be cold or hot or hot or cold. raining, you know, it's just like fleeting. So being somewhere where we have some consistent weather, that'd be nice.
Yeah, but exactly. Tropical countries, even though they're not gonna always be consistent as the way they're used to, but they're still gonna maintain that 70 to 90 degrees weather. And that's what I like about living in Jamaica. You know, when I was a child, it was 79 degrees and it's always soccer weather. You always can go out and play soccer. And but how here it gets cold. Even Atlanta, Georgia, I've heard that it's colder than it used to be. Yeah, it has everything in it in its entirety. And you know, anything that's worth anything is gonna have some details to it. You know, if.
But you answered. It was everything that I was looking for.
Appreciate it.
I've been like scouring the internet and asking questions and trying to look at.
Serious? You was looking through the internet and you didn't find a lot of other people for real? Wow.
Well, I found people, but just didn't seem like they were serious about it.
They didn't want to talk
like
to you?
You just answered all the questions that I want. It seemed like they were just speculating.
Yeah.
And it really wasn't anybody that could give me the answer the questions that I have. Because my mind thinks a very different way. And, you know, you definitely provide me with all that information.
Well, appreciate you, my sister.
I need the research. I'm just a researcher, but, you know, that's just what I love to do. And I've been trying to really put together a lot of, like, do a SWOT analysis of Ghana so that I understand what are the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. So you definitely answered those questions for me.
Well, definitely appreciate your energy. And just really appreciate you just opening up to that vision, because that's one of the things we talk about over the years, that if we don't keep on getting more people interested in Africa, we have to start building rocket ships and take people to the moon or somewhere and do a different kind of business. But I'm happy that our people are interested to, you know, keep our business going, and because we have a valid interest. Yeah, we have a valid interest on as far as the reconnection. Someone mentioned something earlier about the UN saying that the year of 2015 to 2025 is the year of the African reconnection. And I might have to just look that up. That's very special. It's like when you turn around and you're trying to find people to say, all right, who can I go to Africa? And when I connect with them, are they just going to take me on a trip and take me back here? Or are they going to like really just link me with the people I need to know and open things up for me? And that's the part that always break my heart, that the rest of the folks, they don't go that far. They just stop at your trip. You know, show you a good time in Africa, because they're definitely going to show you a good time. It's hard to go to Ghana and not have a good time. But, you know, for all of us, it has to be more than this roots culture and things like that, you know, because we all live in America. We live in a fast-paced 21st century business country. So when we're trying to do anything else, myself and everybody else, we're looking to do business. So I saw that as a great opportunity to build onto it. And, you know, it just took a lot of learning and a lot of studying. We have a lot of books and videos here. But yeah, it's all in perfect timing, and as you know, we all connect, and all of your research eventually brought you to us. So you know, it's in divine fate that we met, and I really appreciate our connection, and I look forward to making sure we do all the things we need to do to make sure that you and your family have everything you need to enjoy your time there in Ghana. All right, Don. Anyone have any questions or anything they'd like to share? We're getting ready to close out on our conference call. So I just want to get some last few questions, and then we'll just close, and then we'll continue in the next another 2 months or 4 to 8 weeks. All right, so everyone, if no one else have any more questions, everyone, appreciate your time. Thank you for joining our call. And if you are not committed to the journey, for October, right now we only have a few space, so definitely communicate with me and let me know if that's what you want to do October, or if you want to join us in May of 2017. Other than that, we'll keep the website updated. Same thing as Facebook and same thing YouTube. I'll have the conference call edited and available tomorrow. And so everyone, you take care, enjoy your night. And I'll connect back with you.
Okay. Thanks for money. Thank you.
All right. Take care. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.